turn around.
My mother heard him crying, and she came, and she saw me in a uniform, and she turned around and started crying. I couldn't understand why they were crying, but I left the apartment, went to a tailor who worked 5 hours to fit, to make this uniform fit me. And after 5 days, I went back to Fort Slocum. I was having breakfast that morning when the sergeant tapped me on the shoulder. He says, "Are you Harry Calico?" "Yes." "Report to the captain's office at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, I'm in the captain's office. I'm called in. Captain looks at me and says, "Are you Harry Calico?" "Yes." "How old are you, Harry?" I says, 21. "Your mother says you're only 17. "Sir, I don't know where you get that information. My mother's been dead for 10 years. Sergeant, send in Mrs. Calico." My mother came in. "Mrs. Calico, is this your son, Harold?" "Yes." "Harold, is that your mother?" I never saw that woman before in my life. I was kept for 7 weeks. 3 or 4 times a week, my mother was bringing a nun, school teachers, neighbors. But after 7 weeks, I was discharged with a fraudulent discharge. This proud boy who was sending money home received a fraudulent discharge. How I hated my mother. How I hated my mother. I got back into vaudeville. Lower Second, metropolitan area. I have 4 sisters who caught me in one of the theaters begging me to come home. But I refused to come home. I hated my mother so until something happened. I was asked to do a benefit, like I'm doing right now, at an orphanage. They asked me to come just to help entertain those little kiddies. They were given some sort of a play. But that large hall was crowded with little tots left and right. But to my dying day, I'll never forget that sight. Then it was my turn to sing. And I rose like in pain, but a feeling swept over me I couldn't explain. There were white children and black children and crippled ones too, but they all had smiles on their faces. What could I do? So with a lump in my throat, my eyes just filled with tears, God, how I sang as I never sang in years. But when I was finished, each motherless child just stamped and applauded as though they were wild. But I ran from that hall like my reason was gone. Got into a cab and I drove on and on till I reached Brooklyn, the place where I wanted to be, and found that little soul who was waiting there for me. Mother, oh mother, caress me, I cried. I'm shaking and aching, just breaking inside. If I've ever hurt you by word or by deed, I've only been careless. But from now on, mother dear, I promise I'll take heed. For I just left some children who made me so sad. For they've lost the best pal a child ever had. My Yiddish mom, I miss her more than ever now. My Yiddish mom, I'd love to kiss her wrinkled brow. I'd love to hold her hand as in days gone by and beg her to forgive me for things I did that made her cry. So few were her pleasures. She never cared for fashion style. Her jewels and her treasures, she found them in her baby smiles. Oh, I know that I owe what I am today to that dear little lady who's old and gray, to that wonderful Yiddish mom, that wonderful mother.
Is your heart filled
with pain. Will you come back again, little girl? Are you lonesome tonight? More than this, everybody, I did my. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. And through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and I spit it out. I faced them all, and I stood tall, and did it my. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not to me, everybody, I did it my. But what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows, everybody, and did it my. It shows I took the blows and did it my way. God bless you, Mary. God bless America. Thank management for asking us to come out so Lil and I can enjoy ourselves. Maybe you did too. Thank you.
We was 19 times here. One night.
I was interested in a little bit of your background on how you got started in vaudeville. It was when you were saying it was like when you were 12 years old? Is that
well, I got into vaudeville in 1913, but...
From the very beginning.
You see, in order to become an entertainer, you have to be a show-off. If you're not a show-off, you'll never make good in show business. When I was 4 years old, I got into an amateur contest. And I won $2, which made me a professional. From then on, I used to sing in yards, and people used to throw pennies down.
New York.
And I used to get a little more experience. I learned how to tap dance on a corner, sing a song and tap dance, pass my hat around, come home with a dollar and a half. And at one time, a violinist was playing in the yard. And I came down, maybe I was 6 years old. I said, "Can I sing with you?" He said, "Sure, sing." Well, he gave me a couple of dollars for singing with him. Then he took me to the Bronx, which is a more expensive area. And he came to my father, came upstairs. He says he'd like to pick me up Sunday and take me to the Bronx. I came home that day with $5. Pop never made $5 a day. This is 1906. And from then on, 1908, I got into what they call a professional amateur contest. They're all professionals. They're going for big money. $100, $50, and $25. I won first prize. Would you like to hear the song that I sang then?
Yes, I very much.
In a quaint city world stood a little lost girl who was crying alone one night. An officer strong quickly stepped from the throng and try to comfort that poor little child. "Where does mother live?" The officer smiled. "I'll take you to her. Please don't cry." He patted her head as the little girl said, "My mama lives up in the sky. My mama lives up in the sky. All the angels can show her to you. So take me there too, and I'll show her to you. She has such a beautiful face. My daddy was lost on a ship when I was a baby so high. So take me tonight to that city so bright where my mommy lives up in the sky." I get $100 for that song.
What's the name of that song?
My Mother Lives Up in the Sky.
Do you recall where you learned it?
My sister, I had a sister that's a couple of years older than me, used to write that kind of stuff. I think so.
Tell me a bit about the rest of your family. Did you have other people who were sort of entertainment?
I have an older sister than mine. In fact, I got into vaudeville with her. She was my first partner.
This was in New York City? What part?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I played with my sister. We had a 13-week contract. But after 6 weeks, my mother stopped her from going on a stage, because at that time girls that were on the stage had bad reputations, and my mother was getting those remarks. She made her stop. That's when I got another partner.
Mm-hmm.
See.
How old were you then?
13.
And what did your parents do?
My father was a tailor working in the sweatshops, but most of the time that he had was bringing people over from Russia. And we always had what we call a boarder, a non-paying boarder in our house that stayed for 3 months. My father would get them a job. They would save their money and then bring their families over. This is how the Jewish people came into this country.
Did either of your parents or any of your relatives?
My mother used to sing, and my father played a violin. Ah. Never took lessons, mm-hmm. but an old violin.
Do any of the songs that you still perform or performed in your career were ones that you heard from your parents, or did you do different things?
My parents used to sing a particular song in Jewish. Well, something happened. I remember we lived on the east side, and every Sunday, the kids, Jews and Gentile kids, used to go to the Catholic church on Sunday. And my mother asked me why we used to go. I says, we used to get cookies and a glass of milk from the nuns, and then we used to sing songs. My mother says to me, what kind of songs do you sing? I says, Jewish songs. I don't know anything else. So she says, sing one. Onward, Christian soldiers. I'll never forget that time. It was funny. But I love to sing. Mm-hmm. And I found out, we lived in Harlem. I must have been 11 years old. It was a five-story building, and downstairs, two people on the floor, was a songwriter. Now, we lived on the fourth floor, and we always had a piano. And my sisters used to play. No lessons, we couldn't afford, but they all used to play. One time, coming home from school, the school was on that street, the songwriter stopped me and gave me five sheets of music. He says he wrote them. I should study them, bring them up to my sisters. But a few weeks later, he came to the house and wanted to know if I knew these songs, and I said, yes. And he told my father that every Wednesday night, there's a moving picture house that has what they call professional night. All the songwriters of all different companies feature their songs, and he wanted me to sing one of those songs. He would give me $5. Every week I sang, and I was 12 years old and made $5. Then I remember I got a call from Irving Berlin's studio. It seems one of the songwriters, one of the what they call music pluggers, told Irving Berlin's office, it was Watterson, Berlin, and Snyder, if I remember the names right, Watterson. That there's a young kid,
Watterson, Berlin,
Snyder. That there's a young kid that's waiting for some small songwriter that has a tear in his voice. And from then on, I started selling sheet music with even Irving Berlin playing the music in 5 and 10 cent stores. Get $5 a day. My pop never made $5 a day then. See? But and from then on, it was getting into vaudeville. And that was very easy. My agent, the man who used to do the booking, his name was Irving Lee Anton, A-N-T-O-N. I'll never forget it. Couldn't speak a good English. He was from the old country. But he knew all the booking agents. And not only in metropolitan area, but all over the country. And before I know it, I was traveling all over the country. See. But I was a very unhappy kid. From 13 on till 17 or 18, I was lonesome. A lonesome kid, alone. All other fellas, older, went out with girls and things like that. I had a partner. I'd eat with her. She was 5, 6 years older than me. But I was a kid to her. But at 18 and a half years old, I got married. I was playing a Bayonne opera house, and I was invited by the owner's daughter of the Bayonne Times to come to her house. I was invited to a party.
Where is the Bayonne
Opera House? Bayonne, New Jersey. And I met a lot of girls there, and my wife. She told me that she worked in a 5 and 10 cent store in Jersey City, and that she was an accountant. I found out that she was no accountant. She used to collect the money from the registers, see. But a year later, I married her. We were married 54 years. It was a good marriage.
She never performed with you, though.
No. I have a daughter who took lessons from Mrs. Sargent. Now, who is Mrs. Sargent? The Our Gang Comedy Kids from Hollywood. Her husband worked in the milk business. When vaudeville cracked up, I got a job in the milk business. And then I...
When, about 1922 or so?
No, in the 40s.
So you were in vaudeville up until that time? Until
vaudeville, yeah. 38, 39, and 40, I think I was still in vaudeville. But I got a job in the milk business. Then I started working nightclubs and became a very dirty entertainer. I mean dirty. I found out that the dirtier the stories were, the more money I was making. There was a restaurant and bar in Bayonne. And there was a piano player who owned an ice cream parlor and two lawyers. One played a violin and one played a saxophone, clarinet. And they called me one time that they were going to work at this bar. They were going to try to make a nightclub out of it, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. And I would get $10 a night. But it seems these fellas, the lawyers, didn't eat the $10. The man who played the piano had the ice cream parlor, didn't eat the money. So they used to give me their money. So I was getting $40 a night, see? And still working in the milk business. But I enjoyed it. It was
Tell me a little bit about your career in vaudeville, a little bit more. You got started in vaudeville, though you've been entertaining at age 13, is that right?
That's right.
What prompted you to go into it full time then?
You don't go into it. An agent who does the booking, who gets 10%, is always looking for talent. And when I was plugging music, see, they approached this, and Irving Lee Ann came to my home. Says, he has a partner, a girl, that's looking for a fellow singer. It seemed this girl,
what was her name?
Mary Brown. She was 19 years old. It was Brown and Brown, a mother and daughter. The mother got sick. I think she passed away. And she was looking for a partner. And they found me. And after 4 weeks of rehearsal, I learned soft shoe dance and singing sob songs. See. And we got 13 weeks in the Lower East Circuit. And for 4 years, we worked together. It was very easy.
See. Did you always do the telling jokes and stories, or is that something you've developed?
No.
You started out just singing.
Just singing songs. But I found the type of songs that I used to sing and look for. I found out that my audience, and I wanted to please my audience, I figured out at one time that everyone in my audience at one time, no matter how old they were, thought they had a broken love affair. So I started singing them. You'll never know how much I missed you. You'll never know how much, dear, I cared. And if I tried, I couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, haven't I told you so? a million and one times. But you went away, and my heart went with you. I breathe your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. But you'll never know if you don't know now. You know, I thought, sweetheart, that when our friendship ceased to be, that I'd miss you in a thousand different ways. I thought life would hold bitter pain and many empty hours and lonely days. But I find that life goes on in the same old veins, that the hours and days pass just as quickly as before. There are no tears, no bitterness, no pain, though nothing seems to matter anymore. I've schooled myself and said I wouldn't long. I try to forget you for a little while, but then I chance upon an old book or a song, and I turn to meet your understanding smile. And then I realize that you're not there. And even if you were, I wonder if you'd care, 'cause you went away and my heart went with you. I breathe your name